Noakes has waited up for us. I don't see any lights on. He may have given us up.
Then we shall firmly hand ourselves back to him. People like you and me, Harriet, are not so easily got rid of. I told him any time after 8 o'clock.
I knew it in my bones, my lord. I should have come on ahead to supervise the arrangements.
Oh, this is all my fault.
Nonsense. Try the back, Bunter. If you can't find anybody there, make for the place where the dog is.
Very good, my lord.
That'll keep Bunter busy for a bit. Do you realize, woman, that I've done it? That I've got you and that you can't get rid of me now, short of death or divorce? Forget Bunter. I don't care a rap whether he goes for the dog or the dog goes for him.
Poor Bunter.
Poor devil. No wedding bells for Bunter, what? Ain't fair, is it? All the kicks for him and all the kisses for me.
Somebody must come sometime, Peter, because if not...
If not? Last night you slept in a goose-feather bed, but the goose-feather bed and the new-wedded lord are inseparable only in ballads. Would you rather wed with the feathers or bed with the goose? I mean the gambler. Or would you make shift with the lord in the cold open field?
Hmm? Well, you wouldn't be stranded in a cold open field if I hadn't been so idiotic in suggesting we come here.
No, and if I hadn't refused Helen's 10 villas on the Riviera... Hooray! Somebody's throttled the hound. Oh, that's a step in the right direction.
But why didn't
cheer
you
up.
Know,
the
Mrs.
night is yet young. We may even find a goose-feather bed in the village pub.
No, listen, it sounds to me as though Bunter has picked up a girlfriend.
No, ladies, neither. Now then, who are you, and what do you want? Phil met us by the look of you, judging by his eyeglass and the lady's furs, and no better than you.